people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Colonel Ron Ray, retired Marine Corps colonel, and basically we're going to be talking, or he's going to be talking about, of the policy, the effort to certainly take prayer and God out of the U.S. military, and of course his effort to negate that policy and to allow prayer, to allow traditional religious practices within the military. You have to understand that there really are people who hate Christianity, who hate God, and who want to take a prayer and mention of God out of our military, and yet if you do that, you will weaken and ultimately destroy what was once the finest military in the world. Colonel Ray, you pick this story up and explain what's going on.
Well, Dr. Stan, it's good to be with you, and I appreciate the opportunity. This goes back to basically about 2001, when the ACLU and other such radical groups came after the Virginia Military Institute after writing some threatening letters to the West Point Naval Academy and what have you. But the pressure was brought to bear, and the first principles, we filed an amicus brief in the early going, because the case came to the Court of Appeals. Cadets were praying as a routine daily matter, particularly before meals, and the Obama administration began to take target at VMI. In fact, Obama administration opposed the Franklin Delano Roosevelt prayer before the D-Day landing at the World War II Memorial, which that was planned to be engraved right there on the wall where the World War II Memorial was going to take place. But let me give you a procedural overview of this. The well-funded groups like the ACLU wanted to forbid any unit-led prayers by military commanders and discouraging any prayer in the name of Jesus Christ brought by chaplains. That was their thrust. And our work on a brief, historic brief, taking you back before the founding period, began in 2001, and defended the right of the cadets to pray at the Virginia Military Institute. The case went to an en banc hearing before the First Circuit Court of Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals, and that was a panel of three judges, and it was appealed to an en banc rehearing, and the judges tied 6-6. The case went on to the U.S. Supreme Court, which declined to hear the case formally, but issued a remarkable and an unusual, a 16-page opinion that concluded the following. This is a quote from the court's hearing en banc. That is, we're talking 6-6, 12 U.S. federal judges. There was no injunction blocking prayer at the Virginia Military Institute. Our brief included an official appendix with extensive historical background of Christian prayers, going all the way back to 1643 in the United States military and Navy, and bringing it down. So VMI is still praying, but the attacks that have come from increasingly difficult attacks, the military religious leaders are reporting increased pressure and backlash over the mention of the name of Jesus Christ, of praying with the troops, letting the leaders lead in prayer, and letting the chaplains pray. That is still ongoing now, and it's important for people to understand that. How important is it? Remember, most Americans know a little bit about prayer in the military because of the famous Patton movie. And there was, during the Battle of the Bulge, the Germans had cut off Bastogne and surrounded it, and it looked like it was not going to be able to be relieved, and it was the linchpin of the Battle of the Bulge. And Patton got his whole Third Army. Now that's an awful lot of men. The whole Third Army was given a prayer card or a letter in terms of the officers, and they all engaged in prayer. And he led the famous prayer for improved weather because they couldn't get up to Bastogne to relieve the attack that it was underway. And so it's very interesting. And he said 3,200 officers and chaplains in the Third Army, and Patton told them in his prayer, he urged to instruct his troops and indoctrinate every fighting man that he prays before he fights, and then he'll fight better.
Well, I think it's important, and but people don't really understand that prayer is an important part of our lives. God is an important part of our lives. And you take sort of the acknowledgement of God out of the military, you will effectively destroy our military. It began back in the days of the Revolutionary War with acknowledgement of God and God's part that God played in creating America. And there are those people who would destroy prayer because they want to destroy America. And that is what they're doing today. They're well-financed, they're well-organized. And why did the Supreme Court refuse, actually, to hear that case? Do you have any idea, Colonel?
Well, it was, like I said, it was extremely unusual for the case to be handled the way it was handled. And they issued that order, which means there was no reason to continue with it further. It was not a clear-cut victory, which we wanted, but they're still praying at VMI. So it, I guess the Supreme Court, it shows you that they can act more like a policy-making branch than they are like a judicial branch. And I was stunned, and they never really, there was never explanations in the paper. The Attorney General of Virginia had advised them, was trying to stay out. They'd been harassed by the government for a long, long time of the forcing women into the Virginia Military Institute before they did it, women in the combat arms. But it was very unusual, and I was satisfied with what I would call a limited victory. But it's not over yet. Leader-led prayer has been prohibited in the Army lawyer. The official the Army lawyer is the official legal view of what's lawful in the Army lawyer. Prayer should not reference divinity by any sectarian name, no mention of Jesus, but rather must use only generic terms, almighty, source of goodness, whatever. And commanders should let chaplains give invocations and benedictions. Chaplains are the experts on religion, and they're most likely to use the appropriate language. Soldiers less likely to feel pressure. But we've always had American military leaders lead in prayer before they lead in battle, and that is this is all in the Army Lawyer. It was published at the time about 4 or 5 years ago. But
well,
this
you hold
case
that thought, Colonel. We'll be back here in just a moment.
Thank you.
Here at the American Freedom Network.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Colonel Ron Ray. And Colonel, you've actually put together a book going into the background of prayer in the military. Would you like to tell our listeners about that?
Well, it's very important, Stan, and I appreciate your suggestion. Bring it forward. I began to write this book because I understood that if you look at the history of prayer in the armed forces, 73% of the prayers in prayer books officially distributed to our fighting forces by the Department of War Department, by the White House, 73% of the prayers that were distributed during times of war, going all the way back to the before the country was founded, were in the name of Jesus Christ. They were Christian prayers, and I wanted to have to put in the hands of soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines. So we have summarized this history going back 300 years. It's called Endowed by Their Creator from the Declaration of Independence. It's a collection of historic American military prayers going back to 1770s right to the current time. It's got every president of the United States in his inaugural address made reference to by prayer and petition to acknowledge the existence of Almighty God, and this is a way for people to get involved. They've got to know that their church has got access to people on active duty in the military. They ought to get these books by bulk, and then they can distribute them to those that they know who are veterans or who are on active duty now. Endowed by Their Creator, a collection of historic American military prayers, and we're in the second printing now. First printing went out and has been distributed to senior leaders in the Pentagon, Guard and regular and reserve commanders, and we've gotten some real good response. Admiral Jeremiah Denton, who was a former senator and a Vietnam prisoner of war, said to us, you know, man does a lot of praying in an enemy prison, but prayer more than any other thing is the firmest anchor we have in a dire circumstance. Admiral Tom Moore was the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, one of the few American pilots to get his plane in the air over Pearl Harbor when the Japanese attacked on December 7, 1942. And Admiral Moore said, prayer for the common good and acknowledgement of divine providence is a central, official, and historic tenet of the combat leadership preparation of the American military, particularly when we train our officers and particularly in times of war or national peril. In other words, that's part of the training. There's a duty to train military leaders so they can lead in prayer before they lead in battle. And what we're seeing now is a lot of politically correct intrusion into the government, into the conduct of our military affairs, and to put limits on chaplains. And many chaplains have been threatened. Military leaders report pressure and backlash over trying to share their beliefs, both chaplains and non-chaplains. And this issue is not going to go away. You need to let your congressman, your two senators, and local officials need to know about this. But you need to get the book, understand how important Christian prayer has been to America, and go back to your pastor and have the church leadership contact. Give you the list of people who are on active duty in the military and send them a copy of this prayer book. It's a sword and a shield, and they can pray historic prayers. If somebody wants to interfere with that, then you've got a ground to stand on, and you can defend yourself. So it's very important. And if you want to see America preserved, it needs to be preserved at the grassroots in the active duty military.
Amen to that. Well, you know, it's been said that America is great because America is good. But if America ever ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. And we see today is the day they're going to come down. The Supreme Court's going to come down with a decision on gay marriage. And Sydney, what in heaven's name are we talking about, gay marriage? I mean, I said the gays can live together. They can have all the rights. But why do you want to call it marriage? Because they want to destroy the Christian foundation of this country. This is really what it's all about. Christianity is under attack. It's been very, very successful in the non-military community, and now they want to destroy the military. This is organized. This is orchestrated. It's well-financed. And where's the outcry from our leaders? Well, Colonel Ray's on the front lines of this battle. And what sort of response do you get from our military commanders to your work, Colonel?
Well, it's hard to get to them, but we've had some chaplains, the senior chaplain down at Fort Benning, Georgia, which is where Army paratroop training takes place, got three cases of the book, 64 books per case, and distributed those out to men in his brigade down there. And we got some warm responses from retired flag and general officers, Brigadier General Robbie Reisner, who wrote a book, a very powerful book about his relationship with the Lord during his captivity in Vietnam. And he said, I could not have existed if I had not been able to pray. To be able to mention in prayer, you know, my Lord, my God, the names of my wife, my children, friends, relatives, or one of my fellow POWs who was being tortured or mistreated, it brought us together and made it possible for us to live and survive. Thousands of miles and walls of my cell guards were all transcended by this crucial dimension of heavenly communication. Now, how important are these figures we're talking about? The first principles of the American military, going all the way back to 1775, basically say that it's the duty of commanders to show in themselves the highest degree of virtue, honor, patriotism, and subordination. And the reason is to guard against and suppress immoral and dissolute behavior. That's still on the books. It's been on the books since 1775. It was reenacted after World War II in 1956, and it was reenacted again. So it's still on the books, guard against and suppress immoral and dissolute behavior, and they're trying to teach and introduce immoral and dissolute behavior both in civilian world and the military world, and you need to know what you stand on, and that's why Endowed by Their Creator will be so helpful to you. You can get it by a phone call at 502-241-5552, but take a look on the firstprinciplespress.org website.
And give that telephone number again, please.
502-241-5552. You can order with a credit card, and you can also go online, First Principles Press, all run together, lowercase, firstprinciplespress.org. You can go on there, and you can see a lot of information about the history of prayer in the armed forces and how you can get a hold of this important book. Be sure your preacher has got one. And the leaders that you have in your community, whether they're local leaders or state leaders or your congressmen or your senators, and they need to know about this. So far, Republicans have been more willing to defend prayer in the military. Jim Inhofe introduced legislation to preserve and protect prayer at the service academies, and it was a close vote, but he was able to get a majority of senators to support it. But the House was the strongest position, and it's gone back and forth and back and forth, and they need to hear from you. You need to know what's at stake, and we need to make sure that we don't leave our armed forces in time of war without a prayer. And that's what pilots used to say to one another in World War II, and the pilots would talk back and forth, and they said, when you'd done everything you could and you were in real harm's way, then all you had was a prayer, but that was enough many, many times. So firstprinciplespress.org, and we hope that you will take advantage of this and get the church off of its backside and get the veterans groups off their backside, and they need to get this book and they need to pass it out to those with influence, and they can make sure that we don't leave our fighting forces without a prayer.
Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, give us a call, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call if you have a question or comment. But, ladies and gentlemen, Christianity is under attack today. It's under attack in our schools. It's under attack in our society. It's under attack in Hollywood. I said it's under attack in our legislature. There is an effort to destroy the Christian foundation of this country. And you destroy the Christian foundation of America, you destroy America. Because remember, America is great because America is good. But do you really believe America is good today? Look and see what's happening to our Christian marriages and to our young people's morality and to facing the very Christian tenets of this country. They've changed the music in our churches, and they've done it intentionally.
Well, the Bible teaches us now, Stan, that if the foundations be destroyed, what shall the righteous do? In other words, if the foundations of the country, the things that we built this country on, the Supreme Court held four times, and most Americans don't know this, four times the Supreme Court held that America was founded as a Christian nation. Those are the foundations of our country. If it's destroyed, what shall the righteous do? The righteous will suffer in harm's way if the foundations are destroyed. And they're the Christian foundations of this country. Most people don't even know it. I finished first in my class in law school, but the law school doesn't teach anymore that America was founded as a Christian nation, and the Supreme Court held it four times that it was. The first principle of the American Navy and Marine Corps was this business of exemplary conduct, guard against and suppress immoral and dissolute behavior. But the second principle of the American Marine Corps and the American Navy, I was a Marine, they're talking about that the commanders of the ships of the 13 colonies are to hold divine services. How often do you think? Twice a day on board with a sermon preached every Sunday unless bad weather or combat conditions prevent it. And Washington asked that the Continental Army's officers and soldiers would diligently attend divine services. How often do you think? Twice a day. Twice a day. They were serious about it. They were standing up to the most powerful army and navy in the world at the time, the army of the great British Empire. And America was able to defeat them, but they defeated them because the Lord led the way. And they prayed in the morning and they prayed in the evening. And, twice or more times a day. And we don't teach that anymore. It should be taught in our military schools. It should be taught in our civilian schools. They should understand the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the Foundation. So if you know what the foundations are, you can defend our foundations instead of knowing that if the foundations be destroyed, even the righteous will suffer greatly.
And I really fear for my country. I reflect that God is just, and his justice will not sleep forever. We've turned against God, and but if our military turns against God, then, of course, when push comes to shove, our military will fail. It is certainly that deep belief in God that is the great strength of the United States military, and that's why this book is important. This information is so vitally important today. And you're not going to hear it discussed on ABC or CBS or NBC or CNN or the controlled media, because, of course, the last thing that they want is for the American people to understand the religious foundation of this country, and we were founded as a Christian nation. We are not a Christian nation today. Our telephone number is, of course, 1-877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. If you have a question or comment, give us a call. And once again, Colonel, before we get to the time for the break, the telephone number people can call to get copies of your book?
Yeah, they can. The website is firstprinciplespress.org. That's firstprinciplespress.org. It's a ministry. It's a not-for-profit and needs the support of listeners to keep this message coming out. We appreciate it. That's firstprinciplespress.org, all lowercase, run together. And there's a phone number if you'd like to get in touch with us. Call 502-241-5552. That's 502-241-5552 in Kentucky. And again, it's firstprinciplespress.org. You can get some background information on that. For example, it'd be important for you to know that...
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment. My number is 877-254-7524.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Union Colony Insurance in Greeley takes the time to welcome our troops home. Remember when you see them to thank the men and women in our military service for their dedication, selflessness, and courage. And continue to pray for the safety of those still serving overseas. May God bless our troops and may God bless the United States of America. This message of appreciation from Union Colony Insurance, 1218 8th Avenue in Greeley. Call 352-9500 for all your insurance needs from A to Z. That's 352-9500.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. I guess this morning Colonel Ron Ray is a friend. We've been together on many occasions. He's been at this battle for many, many years, having fought as a Marine in Vietnam and retired as a Marine Corps colonel. And today he's doing everything he can to try to maintain the right of our chaplains to pray, the right of our people to pray, but there is an organized, orchestrated, coordinated, very well-financed effort to destroy the Christian foundation of our nation and the Christian foundation of our military. Well, they've done a pretty good job of destroying the Christian foundation of our nation. We can't mention God or prayer, the Ten Commandments in our schools. Our kids aren't allowed to celebrate Christmas and Easter in our schools. Oh, that's unconstitutional. But, of course, now they want to take it over to the military because they know if you can destroy the Christian foundation of America, why, you can destroy America, and that's what it's all about. This one-world government with a one-world religion and the destruction of Christianity. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, like to know what you think. Our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But remember, America is great because America is good. And if America ever ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. And America, you look at our movies, you look at what's going on in our schools, America is no longer a good nation. Colonel, what are we going to do now? Basically, they're not going to give up on the other side. They're going to continue their effort until eventually they can get prayer out of the military. And basically, even though it may be illegal, a lot of the chaplains I know have actually been persecuted and prevented from getting advancement in the military because they do pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Many chaplains have resisted for a while. The military forces forcing them to perform gay marriage, and a lot of them refused to do it. There was a tremendous backlash. The media didn't really cover that. And so I think what we need to do, this is, we the people is the government. Now, the rest of our representatives are elected and appointed to act at what we the people wants them to do. And this is a classic example. You would think that I've tried to get into churches. It's been a little difficult. I've gotten into independent Baptist churches to talk about the collection of historic American military prayers and how important it is for them. If 20% of the churches in America would get a hold of this book and give it to their pastor and then get it to the active duty forces who are connected to that congregation, well, we'd have a grassroots movement that would stand up and say, we're not going to let you do this. I mean, how far back does this go? It goes so far back. You know, the Christian foundations of the country. And the President of the United States on March the 6th, 1941, wrote a message to the members of the Army as Commander-in-Chief. He was commending the reading of the Bible to all who serve in the armed forces of the United States. This is what he wrote, and it was distributed. The Bible was distributed, and a prayer collection was distributed. Throughout centuries, men of many faiths, diverse origins, have found in the sacred book words of wisdom, counsel, and inspiration. It's a fountain of strength, and now, as always, an aid in attaining the highest aspirations of the human soul. That's why the Supreme Court four times held America was a Christian nation. And it's sad that most lawyers don't have an idea that there was even one case like that. They don't teach it in the law schools. It's important. And when, after World War II, the most comprehensive study of the what made men willing to fight. I mean, that's something very important that a government would need to understand. What does it take for a man to go in harm's way in defense of his country and his family and whatnot? And so the largest social science research project in the history of America was taken place in the 46, 47, 47, 48 time frame. And the volume was entitled The American Soldier, Combat and Its Aftermath, published by Princeton University Press in 1949. And guess what was selected as the most compelling, the most encouraging thing that a soldier could do that would put him not only in harm's way, but make a stand and do what he's told to do, and it was prayer. Prayer was the one matter, the frequent source of a soldier's combat motivation was prayer. And from the responses, it was overwhelming, and 83%. In the Mediterranean theater, 83% of the troops said prayer helped them a lot. And infantry officers across in the Pacific, the same kinds of figures, 82%, 83%, 84%. The scientific findings done by social scientists, not by the chaplains, social scientists determined prayer was the essential to give a man courage to stand up to do his duty when his life could be in danger. And that's something that shows you how important it is. And now it's been under attack for another 10 years going back to 2001 at the Little Virginia Military Institute, which made a stand. And it's cost them something. But they made a stand. And we need to get this book out through the churches more likely than any other place. Who would have the responsibility of making sure that Christian prayer is taught to Christian soldiers? And the way to do that would be that every congregation has veterans and in their congregation, and they have men on active duty and women on active duty, and they need to get this collection of historic American military prayers called Endowed by Their Creator, and look at firstprinciplespress.org on the website. You'll see a lot of other backgrounders. The fact that as we've taken prayer out of the military in some instances, that it's the same thing as that's grown. As the attack on prayers have grown, the suicide rate in the armed forces has increased. And that can all be seen by social science research. In other words, you don't have to just go to church to do that. But this is the time for America to try men's souls. And men, they need to stand up, and they need to do the right thing, and they need to make sure that people have in their hand what they need, a sword and a shield. And when they look at the kinds of prayers that were prayed by George Washington and the Continental Army, and then the War of 1812, and on both sides of the war between the states, and in World War One and World War Two, and you see that they were prayer was such an essential part of the American military, and now here we have an open attack on prayer in the armed forces.
Well, I think people have to understand that this really is a spiritual battle. There's a well-organized opposition. They know exactly what they're doing. They have an intense hatred of Christianity. They have been able to dominate the courts in many parts of our country, and that's how they were able to get God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our public schools. Ladies and gentlemen, there was no basis for that decision. Using the letter that Thomas Jefferson had written to the people in Danbury, Connecticut, had nothing to do with prayer or anything else. It was the people in the Supreme Court at that time who wanted to undermine the fabric of our society. They've done it. Are you concerned? You care about America. You care about freedom. You care about you. Give us a call, 877-254-7524, right here at the American Freedom.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm Double A Aaron at Ehrlich Toyota on Highway 34 and 47th Avenue in Greeley. We offer a great selection of new and used vehicles at very competitive prices. I wanted to support the unique programming on this very important radio station and convince the dealership to help me. Give me a shot at earning your business when considering your next vehicle. I will treat you fairly and give you the respect I would want. Call me, Double A Aaron, at Ehrlich Toyota at 970-339-3900. That's 970-339-3900.
Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. That's Brush Housing Authority, wishing everyone a great, safe spring and upcoming summer.
Well, Dr. Dan, back here, our guest this morning, Colonel Ron Ray. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. Are you concerned about the organized attack on the Christian Foundation of High Nation? Do you wonder why, certainly, things have changed, certainly, in the music of our churches has changed, the message preached from our pulpits has changed? Why, certainly, basically, the foundation, the moral foundation of America has been altered, certainly. Why, certainly, we no longer can mention God or prayer or the Ten Commandments in our schools or celebrate Christmas or Easter in our schools? Or why, certainly, 40% of our children are born out of wedlock? Why, certainly, they're passing out condoms, certainly, in our schools, you know, to 13 and 14-year-old girls and boys, and certainly, the morning-after pills to our, you know, 13, and without the consent of their parents passing them out in schools, or they can get them at the drugstores. Everything is being done to undermine the moral fabric of our society, and you destroy the moral fabric and the Christian heritage of a nation. You destroy the nation. Who do we have? We have a caller.
Good morning. This is Ann, and I'm calling because what the immigration bill is that's being addressed in the House, I think very soon, is very important to call your U.S. House of Representatives of all states, because this allows unlimited immigration, which means in Fort Collins, Colorado, we've got the largest mosque in North America, and the only way it's going to get filled with the 25,000 Muslims, their mosques are both fortresses, military defenses, as well as whatever they consider to be their worship service. And so we have to make sure that this is a further infringement upon our religious rights, because they will want to take over with, because of the stipulations that are put in this bill that was accepted by the Senate. So I'm just saying, please call your House of Representatives in the District of Columbia. And you can just get it by Googling, and there are massive numbers of states. I mean, all the states are listed there. So call all of them and call the Republicans and say, absolutely, this destroys the Republican Party.
Okay.
And they're the only people standing
right
up against
it. I appreciate so much your calling, and thank you so much.
Okay.
I agree
thank
with you.
Bye.
People will call on the immigration bill. Well, Colonel, basically, what are your thoughts you'd like to leave with our listeners this morning about prayer in the military, because that I know is your passion, and you've worked so very, very hard to try to get people to understand that the military is under attack. They've certainly wiped out our schools, they've wiped out our universities, they've wiped out our entertainment industry, and now they've targeted the military. Why is that so vitally important?
Well, it's the foundations of the country are still in the laws, in the code, and they're just being ignored. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs, for many years, a very good friend of mine from Alabama, and Admiral Thomas Moore, and he said prayer for the common good and acknowledgement of divine providence is the central official and historical tenet necessary for successful combat leadership and preparation of American military, particularly officer training. George Marshall was the Secretary of State and a five-star general at the end of World War II. He said the spiritual life of the soldier is more important than his physical equipment. An officer training, which includes routine public prayer, acquaints future commanders before the crisis of battle to the crucial intangibles related to the life of the soul and the necessity of prayer to effective combat military leadership. And I can tell you that if you look at it, you keep looking at our history, and you find these places where Christianity has been able to be preserved, and it's right there in our foundations. The Senate, since 2002, has affirmed to support the saying of public prayers, including military prayers by American statesmen, in their official public capacities, and these votes were based on detailed discussions of American history and precedent. And most of the American people haven't been taught that in school. They don't know what our history is all about. Our history's been stolen from us. It's been taken from us. And the effect we've had on the world, if you look at I got a book recently about MacArthur and finding missionaries to go into Japan immediately after World War II and after Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And what a powerful thing it was for MacArthur to open up. And he said, you know, now we face the threat of communism, and the only way to stand up to communism is Christianity. And we must need to promote it. And it's a powerful thing, MacArthur and the missionaries. And this is a history that people don't know. And what they don't know will come back and haunt them. And so we would like to do whatever we can do to encourage you to take the leadership in your church. If it's a veterans organization, get a hold of a bulk, a box of endowed by their creator. Get a copy of that and pass it out to your pastor and to the leaders that you know, and tell them that this is under attack in the armed forces, and that they have a right to pray these prayers on active duty. They have a right to pray these prayers as they go in their local schools. They have a right to pray these historic American military prayers. 73% of those historic prayers are in the name of Jesus Christ. And what we don't know will kill us.
And basically, once again, the telephone number to call to get the...
If you'd like to reach us at firstprinciplespress.org, that's the website, and it's lowercase, firstprinciplespress.org. And you can see all the information on the prayer campaign, how to get a hold of the book, 1, 5, or 10. And like I said, a chaplain down in Fort Benning, Georgia, got 3 cases of 64 prayer collections per case, and has given those out to his leaders and to his other chaplains, and got and wanted to equip them for the spiritual battle ahead. And If you need to know a Christian history of this country, a lot of that history is contained in this little collection of historic American military prayers. It's not just a prayer book. It's got the sections of every inaugural address where the president or the United States was calling on God to bless America.
God bless you, Colonel, and talk to you real soon. Thanks for being with us. It's funny.
Thank you for having me, Stan. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Nationwide Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take this number down or store it in your cell phone. 1-800-965-7804. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call in to the Nationwide Tax Relief Hotline. 1-800-965-7804. 1-800-965-7804. 1-800-965-7804.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, our recurrent theme is Christianity is under attack, and it is simply a vehicle by which they will destroy America. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. You need to understand who these people are and what motivates them. You can get my book by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And if you're not part of this battle, then, of course, you're with the other side. There is no neutral position here. Those who are not involved are certainly responsible for what's going on today. And so if you're out there and you certainly I support what Colonel Ray is doing, and, of course, our message is the same, only we identify who these people are and how this all ties together. Brotherhood of Darkness has certainly had an impact on the lives of key people across America, and it can have an impact on your life or the lives of the people you give the book to. So if you'd like to get a copy or like to get them in bulk, 1-800-544-8927. When we're having real trouble financially, our economy is on the verge of collapse. Morally, why our nation has been undermined. The very fabric of this nation is in a crisis situation. And our leader today, if you don't believe that our president is a Muslim, simply go to my website and go down the section on other videos on the web, and you can watch him talk about his Muslim faith, or go up on the Internet and simply type in your search engine, President Obama, YouTube, my Muslim faith. You will hear him talking about his Muslim faith. And or YouTube, President Obama bows to the King of Saudi Arabia. Now, the people in the White House have denied he bowed, but they lie. Everything is a lie today. Everything is deception. America has been taken over by people who have a different agenda because they hate the United States. President Obama is simply the front for the power elite that controls this nation, the Trilateral Commission. But go to the website, trilateral.org. Look at their logo, three sixes joined together by an upside-down cross. America has been taken over by a Luciferian organization, and this is why America is out to destroy Christianity throughout the world. Why do you think we've installed governments in both Afghanistan and Iraq under Sharia law, where, of course, it is illegal to be a Christian? And if you're a Christian, you'll be killed or slaughtered, or your wife will be raped. And we've driven the Christians out of Iraq. America government has now, instead of having 10% Christianity, it's down to 1%. And the people there are trying to flee. If you've done the same thing in Egypt and in Libya and in Tunisia, and they're doing the same thing in Syria. They know what they're doing. But the trouble is, the American people really don't care as long as times are good, but good times are leaving. You need to get our material. You need to hear my talks on Agenda 21, the covert plan, population control, the covert agenda. Go to our website, radioliberty.com. Look at all the material we have. Get it, copy it. You have our permission to copy it and to distribute it. And to get people to understand what's going on, we're involved in a spiritual battle for the survival of Christian civilization and the souls of men. And join us in this battle. Line number 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, radioliberty.com. And if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family and help us, we can certainly use your support. Again, our number 1-800-544-897. Go until tomorrow with the same. May the Lord be with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at the Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. and we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North,